You might think that gay conversion therapy is an outdated concept in Australia, something that no longer happens here. But the real story is very different. It's still happening. And the effects on the people who endure it can be devastating. The Victorian government has announced that it will ban conversion therapy after findings from the Health Complaints Commission that the practice results in long-term psychological harm and distress. This is a first step in a process led by survivors to stamp out this practice in Australia. Indra McGlynn has more. And this
the
story,
ugly truth about so-called gay conversion therapy is that it is still practiced in Australia. It's an issue that has come into public consciousness through survivors coming forward to tell their stories. Joe Ball is the CEO of Switchboard, an LGBTI advocacy and support service. They say that conversion therapy covers a range of practices that are often covert.
I mean, it happens in a myriad of ways, and it is, by all reports, still happening in Victoria. It is often sort of, I guess, constructed as a therapeutic response, even though it is unquestionably illegal for it to be considered a therapy. So sometimes it's done in like as if it's a therapy, and other times it's run by religious organisations. It's really important with conversion therapy is to understand it's a broad spectrum of things that equate to conversion therapy. So there's like softer interventions, one might say, like that people are recommended in religious settings to read books or read this pamphlet and then come to a support group. There might be that. Another might be like quite serious physical and psychological violence, like exorcisms, restraints put in place.
Joe says that, importantly, the experience of recovering from conversion therapy is still connected to faith for many people.
One of the things I've heard about from survivors themselves and is important to understand is that a lot of survivors still identify and remain as people of faith. And that might be what you wouldn't necessarily expect, but they are people that were introduced to conversion therapy as a connection to faith. And as people, often people, once they have rejected it or escaped it, as it might be, they still are people of faith and still want to practice their religion, but they just want to reject that part of the religion that they have come in contact, which is highly illegal, as conversion therapy is becoming now in Victoria.
La Trobe University's Timothy Jones says it's positive that the Victorian government's ban will engage community supports to create a sensitive law reform process, as opposed to an ineffective criminal ban. But the response should also be more complex.
It's really shocking that to most people that it's still going on, and many people's response is that a criminal, like legal response, banning it and making a really strong statement is the way to go. But I really want to emphasise that we really need to work with communities and help them to realise the harms and to change from the inside, because that's the only real way that this is going to change. So the oppositional kind of aggressive tactics that some people want to engage in on both sides are not going to be productive and are not going to produce good results for LGBT people in religious communities.
And a first step in this process of getting results through Victoria's ban is thanks to survivors who have come forward to tell their stories. Joe Ball.
This ban in Victoria doesn't come out of nowhere, and it does come from like the survivors' statement and like the movement of people who have come out of quite horrendous conversion movements and ex-gay movements. And if, you know, are in recovery and trying to, like, I guess, stop this from happening to anyone into the future. So it's very much a survivors-based movement that has then been taken up by different human rights organisations. You know, that's important to understand that this isn't a top-down approach that's come from government. It's actually come from the grassroots and people who this most affects, who are speaking up about it and who've, you know, campaigned hard for this ban.
Joe Ball, CEO of Switchboard, ending that report by Indra McGlynn. If you're affected by any of the issues in this story, contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or QLife on 1800 184 527.